Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Pel Yoichin 171, the last discussion of the topic of Bas, daughter, where the Pel Yoich again is talking about Shidduchim. And he brings a Gemara in Brachas by the Omid Yomishi. We came across this Gemara already, Baruch Hashem. Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Dalim at Beis. The Gemara tells us, Shekol Neviim, all of the prophets, all of the Neviim, Loi Nisnabu, the Nevi'im, they prophesize. What are they prophesize about? Let's understand this. The Nevi'im didn't prophesize about everything, but they prophesize about something which might seem as mundane as taking place every single day, where a person marries his daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. But yet the Nevi'im had a Nevuah. And they were saying, what is of the greatest things a person can do in his life? A person who merits to marry his daughter off to Talmud Chacham. This is what Nevi'im prophesied about. That this person who marries his daughter off to a Talmud Chacham, and now this father-in-law, who has the opportunity to help support his son-in-law to become a greater Talmud Chacham. This is what the Nevi'im were prophesizing about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nevuah to the Talmud, to the Navi, that what? That it's amazing. We can't comprehend how great this is. This is beyond comprehension. It's unfathomable to marry your daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. We have to realize how precious this is. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. Loi nisnavu elo. The Nevi'im only prophesized about. Lemesi bita l'tamul chacham. The Gemara in Brachas daf lamed dalem beis. And the last piece. The last piece of the entry of the Pel Yoich under Oiz Bays of Bas. He tells us, don't worry. Don't worry if she marries someone who is wealthy or if he is wealthy. Don't worry about the money. Because if you marry an Isha L'Shem Shemayim, if you marry a lady, for the right reasons, and even if she has money, you hear what's going on here? We would think total opposite. Of course, you should look for money. And no, he says, if there's money in the family, if you marry l'shem shemayim, so you can stay in learning, and mekad l'shem shemayim, and become the greatest talmud chacham you can be. He brings from the Sefer Chasidim, Rabbi Yehuda Achaz and Simon Shin Pei Aleph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring children and grandchildren and descendants from such a shidduch like this, because it's L'Shem Shemayim, who are tremendous Ovdei Hashem. Let's just pause here for a second. We live in a world where the Taivas HaMamon, the running after money is tremendous. The Yetzahara for running after money is tremendous. And here, we're being taught something differently. Don't worry if there is money. If you do it for the right reason, everything will be okay. This is the attitude. This is the mindset. Money is to be used for supporting Torah. Money is to be used to supporting your children in learning Torah. Of course, others as well, but the emphasis here is on supporting your children in learning Torah. And the schus, the tremendous merit that a person has, is if he has children who are learning Torah, Talmud Torah connected kulam. The greatest mitzvah is Talmud Torah. And if you have children who are learning Torah, and you can support them, you have a chelik of that Talmud Torah. You have a portion of that limud haTorah. You have a chelek in what's keeping the world alive. Ashrei chelkechem, fortunate are those who have this merit like this to support their children, their sons-in-law, their sons, in limud haTorah.